Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I got a serenity now for you. We got to talk about something for a moment. Yeah, we say goodbye to a Tuesday, hello to a Wednesday. It's a brand new day. Anything is possible. But I got to remind you of something that happened in Game 1 between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Texas Rangers at Citizens Bank Park. It's a brief two-game set of which the Phillies should sweep and are now, at the very best, going to split with Texas before they welcome the first-place Mets, who won both of their games in their doubleheader on Tuesday. They'll welcome the Mets for four games to close out the homestand. So, facing the Texas Rangers, who are by no means a good team or even an average team, they're a bad team in baseball. So the Phillies, considering the expectations, the payroll, the roster, you should sweep this team. Instead, they lost 6-4. Now, there were three things that kind of played a factor in all this that are just driving me nuts to no end. Alec Bohm, who, after being hands down the worst third baseman in the history of baseball, something happened, something started to click, and he would right himself. And he's been superb at the plate. All that went out the window last night as he made what was an error in the first inning. It turned into a fielder's choice, so he didn't get ruled, it didn't get called an error. But it would later score a run as part of a two-run home run. So that's one run credited to Alec Bohm. And then in the latter innings, it was the, hold on, I'm going to tell you right now, the sixth inning. In the sixth inning, he bobbled what was a surefire double play and ended up getting no outs and charged with an error. Well, those runs would end up coming around to score. Alec Bohm, you could make the case, lost the game for the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, I'm not going to single out Alec Bohm alone because he wasn't alone in all this. The Bats only scored four runs. Kyle Schwarber was 0-for-5 at leadoff, struck out twice. He was horrendous. But at the plate, Roman Quinn had four at-bats. In two of those, he was lining up to bunt. And it was the way that the defense was set up. He was sure to get on base with an infield single with his speed. It's just one problem. Roman Quinn doesn't know how to bunt. And in both instances, it ended up being an infield pop-up. I don't understand how at the professional level, someone like Roman Quinn, forget a power hitter. Anybody who plays Major League Baseball should know how to bunt. But Roman Quinn is a small ball hitter. With that speed, how on earth, after all this time, do you not know how to properly bunt? That made me so angry. Because even though Alec Bohm committed those costly mistakes, the Phillies could have easily won this game. But then you look back at just horrible at-bats, like Roman Quinn's, where you get foolish outs that cost you. And that's when we turn to the manager. So Joe Girardi, after the game, I haven't even heard this audio yet. I was informed of it. Joe Girardi was asked about the Roman Quinn bunt attempts, which resulted in pop-ups. Roman Quinn went 1-for-4 on the game. Let's listen to the manager's response when asked about Roman Quinn.
Quinn. I mean, you try to get two bunts down. That's got to be frustrating for a guy like that. He's kind of built on speed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's 1-for-3 bunting, right? I think we could all live with that.
What? Are you kidding me? Ladies and gentlemen, that's the first time I've ever heard that. I swear to you. He's 1-for-3? We can live with that? See, this is the issue I've had with Joe Girardi the whole time. He's such a soft manager. How do you say anything other than it's completely unacceptable? Hold on, Mike, do you mind? I need to hear that one more time. Let's just clarify if what we heard was correct.
Quinn, I mean, you try to get two bunts down. That's got to be frustrating for a guy like that. He's kind of built on speed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's 1-for-3 bunting, right? I think we could all live with that.
This is... there is no defending Joe Girardi. None. These are all the reasons I don't want him to be the manager anymore. There's no accountability on this team. Everybody's treated with kid's gloves. There is no... You didn't perform. I got to sit you. It's no big deal. We'll get him next time. You just lost game one to the Rangers. When it's only a 2-game set and you have the first place Mets who you trail by 6 games about to come to town, you could trail New York by 10 games when the weekend is up. And this is what you're hearing from the manager. With your season possibly out of reach before you hit mid-May. Oh, but I'm not done. There's more that you need to be aware of. And this took place before the game. So there were multiple lineups that were announced before last night's game. The first featured the removal of Nick Castellanos because his wife went into labor. Okay, I get it. Good for you, man. The second saw the removal of Odubel Herrera, who was scheduled to start in center field. So, you know, everybody's, what's the deal? Nobody seemed to know. So the first person to find out was Todd Zielecki, and he wasn't informed until after the game had started. He was told that Odubel Herrera was removed from the lineup because he is struggling with bad allergies. You have got to be freaking kidding me. This is what it has come to? He's battling allergies, so he has to be removed from the lineup? By the way, he pinch hit in this game, so it wasn't that bad. There is no way on earth this should ever be allowed. Now, I reacted on social media, and of course, oh, you don't know what it's like to be with bad allergies. Get the hell out of here. You're a professional athlete. Pop some Zyrtec and get the hell out on the field. Give me a freaking break. Not to toot my own horn, but I'm. You hear me. I sound like crap because I'm sick. I could have called out. Get out of here. That's absolutely ridiculous. Mike, bad allergies? Bad allergies.
Isn't it possible?
No, it's not.
Because he gets scratched at 6:00. He has something. He's allergic to it. He, you know, they get him an EpiPen situation. It clears up.
And he's magically available.
And by 9:00, he's able to pinch hit. Like, that's not plausible.
So this is what we're going with? We're going with the conspiracy theory that it could be this one thing? And this one thing only?
Well,
have we heard anything about Odubel Herrera battling any type of allergies at any point during his Phillies career? Ever?
No, I've never really paid attention to his allergy
diet. It's never, ever came up, ever.
Right.
So in all this time, this is the first time this has happened.
So I guess, why do you think he'd pick today?
I don't know what happened, but I am not one to believe said suggestion that you are bringing up. Odubel Herrera defender. I can't do it. I can't do it. Just the combination of things that are allowed. This is a soft...
There's no motive for him or the Phillies to intentionally make up an allergy for him.
What if he's in a bad mood and just doesn't want to play? Or he pissed somebody off. And they just they scratched him from the lineup. Like, it could have been any of that stuff. Odubel Herrera, he's a line stepper. I've been witness to it. He pisses all kinds of people off for a variety of reasons.
So you're saying Girardi's lying, really?
Yes. Yes.
Then why would he cover it up for him?
Why would he cover up for Roman Quinn popping up 2 bunt attempts?
He just doesn't.
What was that? What was that? What you gonna say? He doesn't care?
No, he doesn't care about Roman Quinn. He knows Roman Quinn stinks.
Well, See, and this is the problem.
That's the apathy with that comment.
There's too much apathy in general in that clubhouse. There's no, when you're watching this team play, there's no, like, we need to win right now. There's no, what's the word, the term I'm looking for? Thank you. There's no urgency. And there should be. When you are, you're not even treading water. You're under the water right now. You're below 500, two games below. And the Mets are building their lead. I know it's only early May. But if you fall behind 8, 9, 10 games by mid-May, it's over. You have no chance at even competing in the division. You're praying for a wild card already.
I thought I saw like competitive counts and stuff, competitive at-bats. They worked the guys. They just lost. Like, I didn't see a lack of urgency tonight.
Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is Mike Angelan, and he and I do not see eye to eye. 215-592-9494. Oh, by the way, I guess I'm going to close out this Serenity Now with, let me bring you a little update since it is a Wednesday morning. It's 52 degrees. It appears to be raining, maybe, maybe not. It's wet outside. If you live in Philly or the surrounding suburbs, it's going to be 73 today. Phils will be back at it tonight, 6:45. Zach Wheeler will face, is it Martin Perez? Martin Perez. Last night in the NBA, we know tonight, Sixers will take on the Heat in Miami for game number 2. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Last night in the NBA, Celtics, they crushed the Bucks. That was a surprise. Wire-to-wire win, even up that series at one game apiece. And the Grizzlies took down the Warriors. Ja Morant, 47 points. That series now locked at one game apiece. One other game in the NBA tonight, along with the Sixers and Heat, of course, is the Suns and Mavericks. That's game number 2. That's a 10 o'clock tip. And the Suns won game number 1. 215-592-9494. On the other side, Odyssey Rewind. It's 4-7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.